Okay, we started the discussion already. 2 weeks ago, we started the shayla if the mechayiv of achila on bracha rishayna doesn't need a shir, and a bracha achrayna doesn't need a shir. And memela, which was vei negeh la'alacha, was a shayla, are you allowed to go lechatchila and eat something that's less than a shir and not make a bracha achrayna? Or the pshat is, you have to lechatchila go ahead and eat a bracha achrayna. So the mashal, that's what we said, if a person's by a kiddush and he's eyeing already, he has to eat four cookies, then the mice, he doesn't want to just eat one cookie, be tayyim. So that's what we spoke about a little, that shayla. And I want to discuss today also another shayla, tvei negeya, is the shayla of berya. Now, the Gemara over here, the Makar for the Shaila of Berya, is the following Gemara. The Gemara says on page Tes, Omar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Aniv Isi Yisuechen Shach Azayis Meliach, Ubeirich Olav Tchila Vesef. So he said, I saw Rev Yoichanan eat a Zayis Meliach, and he made a bracha b'tchila Vesef. Omar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Yoichan Hechi Mavarech Azayis Meliach, Kivin the Shach Yiginusa, because he took out the pit. So how do you make a bracha, pashtus l'chayra, the way the Rishonim learn up, that the Gemara's kasha was, how do you make a bracha achrayna? Bracha Rishonim, that we understand, like Tosis says, als asa lehen is b'elam azebele, bracha, that's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that avado, when a person eats even less than a shir, even if you learn out the bracha Rishonim from a kavachoymer, so that the Rishonim say, that's not a kavachoymer gemura, Avadi, so it is, like the Gemara says, the maskana of Asa Lahen and Soyla Mazebele Bracha, and that's the mechayiv to make a bracha Rishayna. So even if you tell him something, even if it's less than a shir, then l'chay, you're being nene. So the shayla over here was more on the bracha achrayna. So the Gemara says, Omale, mi misavi kezayis gadol binon, kezayis beinini binon. All you have to have is kezayis beinini. Zak taisvis, that l'chayra, the Yishalmi says a different terrace. The Yishalmi brings down the middle of Tosis. The second, if you look on the side on page Yod, it's the second bar that they have on Tosis. Yishalmi, Rabbi Yechon, Hechi, Beirich, Azayis. Hole have Yishir. L'chayra, and for the Yishalmi, V'kar Mishon Berya, the Filo Yachal, Pei Da Achas, Achas, Sharin, and Bayi Bruchi, Mishon, the Berya, M'varchan, Afilu, Pachis, Mikazayis, V'chaylik, Al-Gemara, Didon. Says Tosis, that L'chayra, we have a machoikis over here between the Bavli and the Yishalmi. In the Bavli over here, says the Teretz, Dr. Teretz, there was a bigger shir of a kezayis, and the Yishalmi says a simple Teretz, that it was a burial. Now, burial means anything that's a burial, means a full shalim digger thing. So, Memela, Zok Tosis, that L'chayra, the Bavli is being chaylik on the Yishalmi. Zok Tosis, Rabbi Yisiyai, Mefarish HaYishalmi, Rabbeinu Yossi says that maybe it's not a machlokes the Bavli and Yishalmi, because he says that over there they didn't take out the greenim, and over here they took out the greenim. Now, it seems from Rabbeinu Yossi that seeds, a garin, could be included in the shear, in something called a berry. And it's nichlal in the achil of a berry. Right, but the question is...
It's not a barrier.
Right.
Cookie, right?
Yeah.
But the question is if you need al-sterach achila, if it's something I have to worry about achila.
Right, no,
barrier,
the question...
Why would it not be included?
Because you could say that even barrier, the pshat is that it gives a chashivas to the achila. Mm-hmm. But if something, they but enter me,
you wouldn't be able to include the happening of the food, you wouldn't be able to include the peel?
No, so Vard is like this, that... saying a fruit, I hear you, Shaila. Patches, are you saying like a fruit that you don't eat the peel with?
Correct.
Right, okay, so we're going to get to that Shaila soon. We'll discuss it. So the mice like this. Comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh Taka says the same thing, that you make a bracha Rishayna even on a mashu, and he says, I the kavachayim, it's not a kavachayim, gomer. Then he says, when he quotes, the shayla of the machlokes of this Yishalmi that says it was eicha berya, says the Rosh that that's not muchach, that the Bavli nisham echelik, that could tell it that the Bavli's talking about that they already pitted the olives for him. So he brought it without the pit. So Mamela, it wasn't a barrier when they brought it in front of. But of Milmaison, Yushalmi, they brought it with the pit. Now he adds in a svara. The Rosh adds in like this. So Maisa, let's say they put down on the table with the pit. Lamaisa, you're a person who doesn't like pits. So right when you're about to eat it, you squeeze out the pit. Is that considered that you are oichel a barrier? Or no? Lamaisa, the Shasta Achila, it's telling the Maisa Achila. The Maisa Achila was missing the garin. Zok the Rosh. The Rosh wants to say that even if it's das was to take out the pit, but if b'shas lehivil ufan of b'shas the bracha, there was the pit in it, so that's already called the chashivas of the achila of a berit. As a Yizak, the sheet of the Rosh.
What happened? So in that case, did he make the bracha when the pit was in there or afterwards?
It made the bracha when the pit was inside. But he didn't. But right before he starts eating it, you squeeze out the pit.
That's not a...
What?
The
Rosh. According to the Rosh. Toises says, no, that the Bavli is talking about there was no pit. The Sham is talking about there was a pit. But the Rosh, the Slake Sue, that it doesn't have to be that you need that chila with the pit. It's just hevil of fun of when it's in the bowl and you're about to make the bracha. If they pit it in the kitchen, then that's called, like, they didn't give him a barrier to eat. But if they put a lefun of and b'shas the bracha is still at the pit, they just squeeze it out, that's called eating a barrier. You don't have to eat the pit. Or right before. Right before. But it's called that the achila. I mean, it has to be the b'shas the achila.
According to the first one, it's that the archer.
Right.
So in that case, you told that you take out the pit, it's going to still be
very. It could be Tosis hell that's talking about that. I guess, right. The Vibalt, as long as you have the thing that you're being oichal, I hear the shayla. Okay, we're going to get to Melina there. It could be the Vardas, as long as what you're eating, that's the Shleimus Hadavar, the pit anyways, you can't eat, so maybe that doesn't go into the Shem Beria. We'll see about that. Okay, Lamaisa, the Rosh fears eyes, two interesting things. He says, if you look on page Yud Beis, interesting Shita Sari, that says that on Zayin Minim, if you eat Pachis Mishashir, still you have to make a Bein Nefashis afterward. So like that, in the early, the Mestavra, the Amin Shurei Levarichal, Me'in Gimel, B'shul Chisar Nashir, L'shaych Be'i Bracha Acheres. Zok there, that L'choira, even if you less than a shir, you don't like the shita sari. The shir wanted to say that the whole shir is only been a geya, the me'en gimel, me'en chalish. But by nefashis avadi, you make even when it's pachas mikashir. Zok the Rosh, he doesn't like that. Similarly, there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that even though we said that pachas mikashir, you make a bracha rishayna. Why? Because I'll slant by the mazabalei bracha. But the bracha pratiyos of the bracha mefuri, the prati is to get bracha, that only you only make when you eat a shir. But if you eat less than the shir, then you don't make a bracha prati. You just make a bein nefashis. Now we have a third shita that the Beis Yosef brings down. I think we shame the kolbei, that the kolbei taka learns up that it's a kavachay megemura, and if you eat less than the shir, not only don't you make a bracha achreina, you don't even make a bracha mishena. Beis Yosef doesn't like it. I mean, we don't go with that. But there is such a sheet like that. So we have three sheetahs. What? I also, because he held the ikir, the limud, the kavachem from bracha vishayna. And pshad is, that's also the vardi, the lesson sheet, that's not called hana. It's not called the real hana. So memelo he held, you don't make a bracha vishayna. So we have three sheetahs. We have the pashtas of the vishayna that say that you always make a bracha vishayna. We have a second sheetah that says the ben yoyna wants to say mitzadeh that you only make a shahakal. And then we have the Kalba Shita that says you don't make a bracha at all. That's all Benegea, the bracha Yishena.
So you only bring down the reed to say that if someone eats something that we need, main shot, that he doesn't eat Spock with Shir, then he makes Spock with Hashir. Let's say you make a bracha with Hashir. Does he eat Spock with Shir? Yes,
Shadi,
he doesn't
need. Right. Okay, so we're going to get to that shayla also. The other sheet doesn't read shayla. What? Right. We're going to get to that. The Torah, basically, says discuss it. Now, like this. Now, he's trying to, the Rabbeinu Yoina comes along when he discusses the shita of the Yushalmi, of eating a beria. Sorry if I'm mixing in the beria with the brachu, but Lamaisa, it all comes together. The Rishayna will put it together. So Lamaisa like this. Now, he starts off, Rabbeinu Yoina starts off, and he says, V'nira sh'atamut shalonu chidikim Yushalmi. He's understanding, Rabbi Yoin is understanding that even though he took out the pit, Avada still retains its chashivas of a beria. And he says, the Bavli's mashma, that beria would not be enough. It had to be a kezayis. So there will be Yishami mashma, that the Lamaisa Beria is a problem. Zok Dazai. So if you look in the last column of the last paragraph of Rabbeinu Yoina on page Gimel, so he says, Aval le'inyan adin, Eshel ha'am yatam atzolam atam yusham. V'noimar, Shemu darvish ein derech lo'icho, ima gwiin, koin zayis, 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 That depends what the derech is. Is the derech to eat with the pit or not with the pit? If it's the derech not to eat with the pit, so we can never look at it like a shalim, because always the derech is to be mechaser it. So it's missing in its teres beria. Masha'en kein, the Bavli, the Yushalmi, The Yishalmi Taka held that, and he says, "Enechami, if that Taka would be a derech tea with the pit, going garin shal rimay, a garin shal anava, oy gundguniyos yotzeim, achal echa mehen avbi sheim by ben akol kizayis, then leberyam mivarech achayov." Masha'en kein, the Bavli, the Yishalmi, I guess, was a place that the derech was to eat with the garin. Azay zokar ben yoyna. So Ben Yoin is being mechalik if the derech is to eat with the garin or not the derech to eat with the garin. Comes along, there's an interesting Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua is on The Pnei Yeshua is on. Sorry, my fingers are a little sticky. Pnei Yeshua is on page Chav Zayin. But before I say over the Pnei Yeshua, I just want to say over this Ar Sameach. In Ar Sameach, on page Chavav, it's brought down over here. He wants to say like this. The Yushalmi, he's going with the Anocha that maybe is Taka Machloikis between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. And he says, the Yushalmi that says you make a bracha on a beria is because he held like this. There's a Shaila in the Chiva Birch Samazin. What's the Machai Birch Samazin? Is it Kezayis or Kebeya? Or is it Vachalta Vesavata? Vachalta Vesavata. Right? That's why we say that if a person already passes the Shir Ikol, he's hungry again, right? He can't bench. That we say 7 2 minutes is because sometimes, like a guy told me, he's always hungry. So then how do you figure it out? So
can you clarify? I mean, I thought it's Dafa Pasha. I mean, Raisa, it's Chatasvata and Mirabana, and it's Kizayah.
Oh, but the Bavli Yushalmi held that the Torah said, the Yushalmi Taka held, and Chanami. The Bavli held, that's what our Samech wants to say, the Bavli taka held v'chalta v'savata. Everything's talui in Sviya. So me lavada beria, where does beria come in to make a bracha achrein? Just because it's a chash of a zach. Masha'en ken Yushalmi held, ek is talui in achila of kezayis or kebeya. So memela, just like kezayis or kebeya, is just a sheer chashivas in the achila, so beria also gives a chashivas in the achila. But echinami, that's why the Bavli held, the Bavli couldn't say teretz of a beria, because where did beria come in? Are you hungry or not hungry? So, therefore, that's what he wants to say, that that's what the basis of the machlokes in the Bavin Sham. Now, in Pnei Yeshua, he wants to say, Emor de Gechidosh Ladina, that it makes a difference in Beria, if you're eating a strawberry, no, strawberry, no, okay, what am I, Michelle? You're eating a small fish. Fish is also, no? Okay, if anyone has a good barrier that you're allowed to eat, an apple. No, because the grape is Shiva Saminim. I want to be a chilek. Eat a small little apple. You know, they have those mini apples. I think those you can eat. But the calm, the little oranges, the calm class. So make sure to take off the peel. But lamaisa, peels make ice barrier. Yeah, okay. Okay, the other one will figure out a marshal. But I call upon him. So, Blueberry also is shy with eating. The infestation. What?
As long as it's not
whipping. Yeah. Okay, blueberry is talking maybe a good marshal. Mishaburi gives the marshal blueberry. So, lamaisa, he wants to be mechalik if you're eating a barrier of the Shivas Haminim, or if you're eating a barrier of something that's not the Shivas Haminim. So, there, you shall me. He wants this to be a mechadish, that we say it's something that the chashivas of a barrier. Lamaisa, that's only by something as a Shiva Saminim. Because Shiva Saminim has a chashivas. Because you see, that has a bracha main chalish. But something that doesn't have the maila bracha main chalish, so barrier doesn't give a chashivas. It has to be betziruf that's part of the Shiva Saminim. He says, Lamaisa, he didn't find any of the Paiskim or the Rishayim make such a chilek. But Ulaim and Hashamayim, Hinichulay Makain, the Mistaver, Taima Tuva. He says, Lamaisa, he didn't find anyone say such a chilek. But maybe Ulaim and Hashamayim, they left him over a Makim to say such a chilek. In the Aruch HaShulchan, wants to be mechalik that there's two types of barriers. There's a barrier that has a neshama hatluyabai, and lamashal, let's say you have a little fish, and then there's a barrier that's tam, a fruit, a vegetable that's a barrier. So he wants to say that maybe the Bavli and Yishalmi are being chaylik, what gets a chashivas of a barrier? It means the Bavli held the olive, could also have a chashivas of a barrier. Masha'in came to Yishalmi, the Bavli only held that the only thing that is a chashivas of a barrier is only davar shiesh neshama, that has a neshama. Something that doesn't have a neshama, so one grape, two grapes, svasa nafkamina, doesn't chashivas in the zach itself. Now, Azir Yizak, and then he argues again on this Rabbeinu Yoina, our Cheshukhan said, he doesn't fashtay the Svara, why if he eats something that's Pachas Mikashir on the Bracha Chreina, to change the Bracha Vishen. Okay, then it's getting late. So let's just see the Shulchan Aruch together, Halacha Lamaisa. Svivei Veinageya, many times. So let's see, over here on page Lamedvav, we'll go through the Shulchan Aruch a little, and the Mishabura. We'll try to see what we could accomplish in the few minutes that we have. So state as a. Ha'oichel, let's just read the Lashon HaMechaber inside. Ha'oichel, Pachais, whoever learned it already this morning, some page, Lamed Vav, whoever learned it, be a good chazar. Ha'oichel, Pachais, Mikazayis, Beimin Apas, Beimin Shar Oichlin, Vashayse, Pachais, Mirvias, Beimin Yayin, Beimin Shar Mashkin, Mevarat Chila Bracha, Rieloise Hamen. So he's not going with Rabbeinu Yoina. Avada, you always have to make a Bracha, Rieloise Hamen. Ulachayev, Einem Mevarat Kla. And afterward, you don't make a bracha. That we cleared Chaim, if there's a shayla, if you're allowed to eat before Pachis Mikashir, so that's where Machlokes HaPoskim, in the Bach, Magen Avram sounds like a tzad, that you should always eat a shir kibbe mechayiv you. The Bach sounds like he went, that you're not mechayiv, only Leil Pesach, but other times, avadi, you're not mechayiv to go ahead and eat a shir. If you're not in mood of a shir, you could just taste it. You want to taste the cookie, you could. Then he says, V'yesh mistakin loymar shadav ishu b'kibriyasai ken garger shal anav shal rimon. His mashal is garger shal anav shal rimon. Doesn't say adav shal chai. Shemavarich al achayiv ava b'shem b'zayis l'kach nochin lizon shalecha b'ya pachiv mikazayis. So now again, right? So he's sitting down to eat grapes, olives, right? All these things. That's when you have the shayla. So that's what the Mechaber is saying, that v'balta tzamachloikis, then you should make sure, then you should eat a shir. That's when more you run into the shayla of a shir. Now, Zotir Amah, v'loi mikri beryo elam achri kemoishu, avam lakach hagarim imenu loi mikri beryo. Now again, this shayla, he's saying, he goes to Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rabbeinu Yoina that we said, that if you take out the garen, you take out the pit, then it's not called a beryo anymore. So meaning, most of the time when you sit down to eat olives, the bottle that you're getting is supposed to pitted olives. Now also, now this is important to know. Now he says that, Mishabur, when he brings down what is called a beryo, he says even a blueberry, and the Shayatim brings down that even a small little fish, right? Not like the Aruch HaShulch, not like the Pnei Yeshua that wants to say Dafka when it's the Shiva Saminim. What he's saying is even a small little fish. Now the Mishabur also brings down like this, which is important to know, that if the burial cook, if you cook the burial, so there are many times little pieces fall off. So he said that makes it ois burial. And many places can also say that when you pickle something and sitting in the brine for a long time, says the mile of mavushal, has it whatever the chasarin of mavushal, and therefore a lot of times it loses its chashivas of a burial. So therefore it's very important, Taco, when you're sitting down to eat olives, even if it says non-pitted olives, to make sure to eat a lot of olives, because you want to cover all the svekas.
If today's olives are a lot smaller.
Now, it's again, right, okay, and then he says again, all the way at the end of here in Reish Yod, he says, Dr. Amavali Miki Barya Alam He Akamashu Avalam Lakeha Gaimanale Miki Barya. And then he says, Vyesh Mistafkinoi, Bracha Achrena Shal Yayin. Imavarchinoi so Al Kazayas, Ulachain, Toiv, Lizar, Shalilushtois, Pachis, Mikazayas, Oirevias. That's why when you're drinking grape juice or wine, he says, there you should have to make sure to drink Oirevias. No, the shayla is on the bracha achrayna of yayin.
Why is the shayla?
So the shayla is a mashkin. That's really, look in the Mishabur of here. Look in the Mishabur of here, Sif Katin Yud. Shal Yayim, what didn't Shar Mashkin? So he's bringing down B'Shem D'Achreinim, V'Al Kazayis, Du Shlish Revius, the Eshalin Yim Mashkin, Gam Kei Masharin and Kamoi Bachil B'Kazayis, El Apachis, but the Eved, Shas Kazayis, V'Ein Lo Revius, means the Shaila is, do you need a Kazayis or do you need even a Revius? I mean, or only a Revius? No, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Means, do you need a revius or only kazayis? So therefore, look in the Mishabura Sif Katan Yud Beis. Ubi diavad m'shasa kazayis ve'ein lo revius. Toiv lizor shalo yishto ad roi revius. Kol shen shalo yishto kishir beyo shu shnei chalukei revius. Deish oivim duch al shir urim elu yish lavar bracha achreina. Again, so therefore, you already put yourself into sveikis. So the best thing to do would be, when you're drinking wine, to drink a revius. Anyways, there's another reason why you should drink revius, because the shayla for yayin passes all the mashkim b'sei chasuda. So there's a bealacha that says that maybe only when you drink a revius, that's when it passes all the other mashkim the suda. If you only drink a little, this really time gets into the shayla. I'm saying when you're washing, it's not such a big shayla, because anyways, the chala passes all the other mashkim. But the bigger shayla would be, let's say you're by a kiddush and you want to be tayim from the grape juice, so then you're ready. Run into shaylas.
One of the previous shaylas
Yeah, so that's it. Goes through all the with the reviews. Okay, it's very late, so we have to adjourn. But Lamaisa, what we're coming out over here is very important. Is that once you get into Beria, so regularly everybody knows either eat a kezayis, you make a bracha achreina. You don't eat a kezayis, you don't have to make a bracha achreina, but you have to make a bracha yishena. What gets more complicated is when a Beria. By Beria, so there's a safek, and therefore a person, if you're eating Berias, if you're eating al, most common would be face. Okay, we're not giving mashalim, but barley in the challen, right, that could be, but it could be cooked already, then you have the mishabura. Mishabura says cook, sometimes a little piece come off, I guess you have to see, or a bean, you have something in the challen, you have a whole full bean. So that already gets into bigger shayla, so there a person, al-tlasafik is therefore, you should always try to be eichel the shir.